This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour, Tuesday, October the 29th, on the DJV routine. And it is a routine. We're here every day at the same time, trying to make the most of things that are going on in the world conversationally. Big stories. The al-Baghdadi thing still occupies people, and they're thinking. Jennifer Horn is here with Kara Schulman. Did I say I was Doug Steffen? I am still
you
Doug Steffen. I was before and am now.
I can confirm that. You are.
Good for you. Thank you very much, Jennifer. The dog that was a part of the al-Baghdadi deal, how do we learn more about that dog?
People and hero dog. Forget just the dog. This is a hero dog. There are good dogs, and then there are hero dogs.
Yes.
And this hero dog chased down the world's top terrorist, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, over the weekend. Now, President Trump declassified his identity, sort of. Yesterday on Twitter, he said, "We've declassified a picture of the wonderful dog, name not declassified, that did such a great job in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS. This is a great-looking dog. I mean, he's got his tongue out of his mouth. He looks like he's smiling, and he looks tough. This he did, obviously, such a great job. He cornered the terrorist in a tunnel with no way out. He was sent down in the tunnel after it was feared that Baghdadi was wearing a suicide vest. He was, by the way, indeed wearing a suicide vest, which he detonated when he was using his kids as human shields, his wife as well, killed himself and his three children. And the president said that the tunnel collapsed during the explosion, and he also appeared to refer to more than one dog on the scene of the chase. When he reached the end of the tunnel, American dogs chased him down. This hero dog is part of the Army Delta Force, which executed the raid. It was believed to have been injured from an electrocution, actually, but he's recovering, the doggy, and is back to duty, by the way, today, which is great news. That's the big breaking news today. He's back in action. The president called the dog beautiful and talented. Of course, we don't know who the handler is or what the dog's name is, but this is a good, strong dog. This is a Belgian, is it Belgian Malinois?
Malamud, I think it is.
Malinois? I don't know. In any case, that's the kind of dog it is.
Or a Belgian waffle.
Belgian, I think it's Malinois, actually. Malinois.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it, Jennifer. I don't know.
It's funny that our army uses German Shepherds and Belgian Malinois. You'd think we'd use something American, right?
Like American. What is American, though? What dog breed would you consider to be?
It's not a
American?
Chihuahua.
Not at all.
Oh, American Bulldog. Duh. You should know that. There's the American and the British Bulldog. American Bulldogs, though?
Yeah, there are. They're not as good-looking, nor are they as smart.
But they're American,
English.
For crying out loud, Doug.
Yes.
Your patriotism.
Speaking of America, we always love to focus on California when Jennifer is available to us. And I noticed that California has become the first state to ban the sale of animal fur.
Mm-hmm.
The governor signed legislation makes it illegal now to sell, donate, or manufacture new fur products in California, clothing, handbags, shoes. So what does that mean? That you can't have leather, no more leather, or fur and leather.
I mean, it's not
is
leather,
there such a thing
fur.
As a fur handbag? I never saw a fur handbag.
Yeah, actually there are.
Really?
There are fur coats and fur boots. Leather's still okay, which is kind of what's laughable about this. This is kind of a symbolic thing. I mean, look, it does limit businesses to some extent, but the fur sales in California really don't exist for a couple of reasons. One, everybody is extremely conscious about wearing fur, and PETA has intimidated the heck out of Hollywood, who used to wear fur, and now they don't. And part two is that it never gets cold enough for people to actually wear fur.
Wear it anyway.
It's so, right. So I feel like this is more symbolic. more than anything else. I think it does hurt some businesses. Obviously, there are the few that will be damaged by this. So in that respect, I don't think it's good. But I don't know exactly how many people this would impact. There are still stores that sell for, like Nordstrom and Macy's, some department stores, yeah, and some smaller stores as well.
All right. So while we're in L.A., or in California, let's go to L.A., the district that Katie Hill served. What part of L.A. was it? The east side?
Simi Valley, Santa Clarita, Lancaster, Palmdale. It's the district, if you've ever been to California, to the Reagan Library. The Reagan Library is in her district.
Okay. She's a Democrat. Yes, she'll probably stay a Democrat. So she is angry, she says. Her abusive husband caused this, along with some hateful political operatives that work around and trying to get her. Is she being challenged by a Republican, or is there...
Well, this is a swing district. She won for the first time in 2018. And so she's a freshman congresswoman, and she won it from a Republican. So this is one of the few swing districts left in California. And boy, did she put the swing district, because it was revealed that she was in a relationship with her husband and another woman. They had a throuple. And then she was also in another relationship with her legislative director, who is a male. She's the first openly bisexual congresswoman elected to office in California. And so she got some notoriety. She's also seen as kind of a rising star in the Democratic Party. She was the vice chairman right under Elijah Cummings on the Oversight Committee. So she was really on the rise. But
was she going to be appointed to the job now that he's dead?
They didn't appoint her to the job because I think of all the turmoil surrounding
her. Would have normally.
She could have. I mean, it's unclear.
Maybe.
Nancy Pelosi appointed someone else already to sit in for Elijah, but I don't know. Maybe she would have had this not.
She gave some campaign money to one of her lovers?
Well, the problem is, it's not necessarily that we want to get involved with her crazy personal life, which there are naked pictures that came out. That's part of the story. But there's a rule that actually was just passed last year by Katie Hill and others in Congress, her colleagues, that say you can't fraternize, you can't have relationships with your underlings, basically. It was an answer to the Me Too movement. Yet she was the one who got caught up in this. She was paying her legislative director for being on her staff and was having an affair, which she denies having. But she does admit to having a relationship, a long-term relationship with this woman who was working for her campaign. And she was paying that woman, and this is the sticky part, she was paying her up until about a month ago or 2 months ago. And so that's problematic for her. Otherwise, that would have been gray area. So she's decided to resign. But now she's coming out saying that she's being victimized, actually, because these pictures were released, she thinks, by her husband. I actually think they were released by the woman scorned. But no one seems to know who released the photographs.
What's that old expression? No.
Something.
Hell hath
I don't
no
know.
Fury like
fury
a woman
like
scorned.
A woman scorned. Exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. And that is true. So she's trying to, and by the way, she probably does have a revenge porn case. It's illegal in California, but that doesn't mean she didn't violate her own ethics law, which she voted for. So
what does this woman do for a living after all of this?
I don't know. I don't know if she's a lawyer or not. I'm not sure. She was an organizer, I know, before this, and she was very loud against. Yeah, she was very loud. One of the people who was really rallying against Judge Kavanaugh, which is sort of the irony in all of this.
Yeah, it is ironic.
But you know, she's blaming everybody else. Here's the lesson to young people: don't take naked pictures. Don't do it.
No.
Don't take naked pictures. Don't take pictures of you naked smoking a bong. Just don't do it, because those pictures don't go away.
No.
And, you know, who cares what she does in her personal life? Who cares what she does on her personal time? But those pictures never die. They come back to haunt you. And you've got to follow the rules that you vote for, I suppose.
Yeah. Let's move a little bit over to the situation in Chicago. We were talking about Trump and him calling the city an embarrassment and the police and all that other stuff. Well, here's one of the reasons it is an embarrassment. For those of you who live, we have four or five stations in Illinois. One of your state lawmakers apparently bribed a legislative colleague with an offer of $2,500 a month in exchange for the state Senate's support of a new piece of legislation supporting sweepstakes. Luis Arroyo made the offer, handed over a check. What in the dummy? He gives him a check? What kind of... What? Either he didn't think he was doing anything wrong, or he goes to a restaurant, and apparently there's a wiretap that captured the conversation, and it says on the wiretap, Arroyo says, quote, I'm going to give you this here This is the jackpot. This is just dumb. Dumb. We ought to mention that former Carolina Senator Kay Hagan passed away at the age of 66, first female Democratic senator to represent the state. She had something that is very rare, as I remember. I remember this from when she, this is a couple of years ago. She was in the Senate for 6 years, defeated Elizabeth Dole. Remember that? I think that was something that was her real claim to fame. Other than that, I don't think many people remember that much about her. She had encephalitis. You know, here in Massachusetts, we've had a lot of concern about eastern equine encephalitis. Comes from ticks and also from mosquitoes. And so this has been something that causes back to focus on the inflammation of the brain, which is what this caused. And she never really recovered. Her husband told the press that her illness limited her speech capabilities. She couldn't stand. She couldn't walk. It eviscerated her brain. So the passing of
terrible
Kay,
way to go.
Isn't
anything
that awful?
That eats away at your brain like that is
my God.
Horrible.
That is awful, awful, awful. So that's the and the passing of Robert Evans. I'll make more mention of that when we have Chucker here. I went to a party at his house. I remember about 10, 12 years ago. One of the most prolific producers. He was responsible for many movies, producing The Godfather, Chinatown, amongst others. He was a great friend of Jack Nicholson's, and I remember learning when I was at his house that Jack Nicholson was at the party as well. People were talking about him because Evans had gotten into hard times somehow or other. He lost all his money, and Jack Nicholson bought his house and gave it to him. I think Nicholson thought, in a way, because of Chinatown, that Evans was responsible for his career success, so he helped him out by buying his house. That's a pretty nice way to help out somebody, right, that you care about. Let me help you help yourself to a better night's rest. The people at MyPillow, what an amazing American story this is. A MyPillow special is considered, I don't know whether these are special, they're kind of routine as far as I'm concerned. You can save a lot of money with the different codes, and the DJB code is one that brings you around to saving 50, 60, 65, 66%. And you can save more than 50% on the new Mattress Topper 2. There's a 2-inch mattress topper now. They call it the 2. So if you're interested in getting the best night's rest, this mattress topper is made up of three unique layers. Layer 1, the patented foam that MyPillow has put on the marketplace. Layer 2 is a foam that is that evenly distributes your body weight. And layer 3 is a material that keeps your body temperature regulated. So that's why you want to have a very comfortable relationship with your bed, and the mattress topper is the way to do it. Save a lot of money on that and lots of other things. The BOGO deal on all the pillows continues. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't forget that. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com. New pillows for the whole house. New bedding, sheets, the whole thing. Let's get it as we get into the fall. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab. Use the DJV code and get the great, like the BOGO and the other discounts. All the great specials are enumerated right there at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hunt hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, this isn't the traditional Halloween version that has been so popular for 45 or 50 years of the Monster Mash, but it is something that will, I guess, get some attention, Karen.
Yeah, it's a little bit rockier than the original.
All right, Bobby Pickett did the original one. Boris, he was known locally from South Boston. This is Bootsy Collins, who's somewhat of a funk legend. Yeah, he and guitarist Buckethead have teamed up for a cover of the Monster Mash, their rendition. Wait, you know what we should do is compare the two. Have you got a version yet of the... You'll have to have it for next week. No, wait, next week. For
it's on Thursday.
For Thursday, yeah, right.
And
you got one.
This is just an excuse for you to listen to it and sing it.
He did the Monster Mash.
It's a graveyard. I know all the lyrics to this.
I believe that.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, this version, the cover, comes with a ridiculous video, which features a packed cast of ghosts and ghouls and vampires and that kind of stuff.
That sounds fun. I haven't watched any Halloween movies yet, so maybe I'll have to watch the video to get into the spirit. And I feel like Buckethead, that's a good name for...
What is the story with Buckethead? I never heard of him before.
Neither have I, but it's a guitarist who literally wears a bucket on his head. And like white face paint. Not sure where that originated from, but that sounds like an easy Halloween costume for me.
It does, very easy. Collins explaining his love of the Monster Mash and how he and Buckethead decided to cover the song. He said, "I believe I was about 11 years old, was a big Boris Karloff fan. In fact, Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney, Vincent Price, all the big monster stars were my heroes. When I heard the Monster Mash from Bobby Pickett in 1962, it became my all-time superhero theme song. I always wanted to record it, do something special with it. Buckethead and I have been talking about it for about 10 years, and I finally said, can't wait any longer, let's do it now." So here's their version of that Monster Mash. It's timely, but I'm not sure how successful it will be. But I'm glad we brought it to everybody's attention. But to put that aside for attention on Halloween, right? Which is 2 days away. All right, next up musically at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, John Legend, releasing a deluxe version of his Christmas album, A Legendary Christmas, on the 8th of next month. The listen, Craig, this is fabulous. Bring me love this Christmas, because I've been good this year. Yeah. This expanded LP includes four new tracks, a duet of Baby It's Cold Outside with Kelly Clarkson, updated lyrics by John Legend himself. The reimagined duet aims to modernize the song's outdated and sometimes troubling lyrics. Really? I didn't know that. What's
you didn't know there were troubling lyrics? We talk about that every year.
We do?
How it's a woman in a house with a man, and she keeps saying, I have to go. And he's like, but don't stay. It's too... Like, he keeps giving all these excuses for why she should stay there. It makes some people uncomfortable, because lots of women have been in that experience.
I suppose. There you go. Okay. I wasn't even thinking about that, but I do remember us talking about it. Yeah. So, anyway, the three other new tracks include This Christmas, My Favorite Things, and Christmas in New Orleans. So John Legend and his new... You know, there's a big to-do about the announcement. Somebody analyzed a lot of stars and who they were voting for, supporting for the president's race. I thought it was interesting who the two of these, Tegan and John, supported. Talk about that in the next half hour of today's DJV show. Now you know what I see, a smiling face like I've never seen before. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20 some odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been given a sea burial with Islamic religious rites. The officials, who spoke under condition of anonymity, did not give a specific location. Baghdadi was killed on Saturday in Syria during a U.S.-led operation. President Trump addressing a convention of police chiefs in Chicago yesterday. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson responding to criticism by the president, who said it was insulting that Johnson did not attend his speech, adding that Chicago's violence is embarrassing to us as a nation. Johnson said later,
"This president is known for doing a lot of talking about the city of Chicago, but if he's truly, truly ready to roll up his sleeves to partner with us, so are we."
A Denton, Texas cop is in critical condition after being shot early this morning, a suspected shooter in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before at the hour on the DJV program for Tuesday, the 29th of October, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen and I will work our way through this half hour. We'll have Chuck Curry with us. It's time for some food news, and it's punctuated by something. Victoria's not with us because she's taking care of her dog, who is in sort of dire straits, so we wish her well with that. And Bentley, right? Or is it Cooper? Which one is
it?
This? It's Cooper. Okay. 16-year-old little, what kind of a dog is it?
I think he's a Chihuahua or a Chihuahua mix. Yeah, he's a little guy. Right.
So let's imagine. Let's see what kind of a picture in your mind you have of going to a grocery store. We all do it. I call it the food store. You call it the grocery store. But we all do it maybe once a week. I usually go a couple of weeks. And it's usually predicated by how much fruit I have in the house, because I like fresh fruit, and I always have a dozen or so different kinds of fresh fruit. So I'm looking at this story of a new store opening in Brooklyn this past weekend. 7 o'clock, Sunday morning. Sun really isn't even up yet. And the new Wegmans store opens in Brooklyn. You familiar with Wegmans, Kara?
Yeah, I would love a Wegmans around here, but there aren't very many around D.C.
No. Well, they started up in Rochester, New York, and they sort of spread over the Northeast. We have a couple in my area now, and they are a standard by which other stores now are judged. This is their 101st store, still a family-run business, Wegmans opened, the store was surrounded by what now the news media is calling Wegmaniacs. A Wegmaniac is someone who will go at any time of the day, under any weather conditions. They rejoice at being able to go into what is described by Wegmans themselves as an elevated shopping experience. This is the best grocery store in the country, many people feel. And maybe it's because it's more well-rounded than it's... I find the two that are around here huge with assortments. What I like about them is I like to eat well, and they prepare... The prepared foods are well done. They have their own kitchens, and they have kind of a wonderful way, I think, of getting the job done, if you will. So there are hundreds of people, Kara, who are huddled under their umbrellas for hours. Some people had waited there all night long to go into the opening. Somebody came down from New Haven, Connecticut.
Who are these people?
Event.
Because there's a lot of them in the world.
Yeah, life.
It's like even for artists that I love, I have never camped out for a show before. Yeah. I get my tickets, I'll try and show up a little bit before the show starts, and I'll get inside. But I would never sleep outside in a tent for anybody or any grocery store.
A couple who had their first date waiting in line for the opening.
I hope they liked each other.
Nothing wrong. Listen. This is what she said. Nothing more romantic than a Wegmans date. Good Lord. Get
well,
a life, lady.
Well, if they both think that, then they're the perfect couple for each other.
Yeah. I remember when I went to the store in Natick. There's one down in Shrewsbury, and then there's one in Natick at the mall there. And somebody told me about flying up from the Cape to go to the Wegmans store. I thought, you have got to be out of your mind. They hire... A good help. I thought the help was a little... I went the first day, as a matter of fact, the one that was open in the mall here. But I didn't. I went at the end of the day, and the kid that waited, charged off my purchases, was talking about how the day went and how his training was and that sort of thing. There was one person who was in line for 23 hours to go into this new Wegman store in Brooklyn. You got to be nuts.
Did they get anything free at least? Are they giving things away inside?
Because nope, they had 25,000 customers the first day. 25,000.
I mean, good for them. But
that says something about what the choices are, I suppose, in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a pretty, we've become much more of an upscale place. Wegmans, apparently among the people that work there, ranks second in the country as the best workplace rated by women who work there. So it's become America's favorite grocery store, in a manner of speaking. And I wonder if that's because it carries your favorite food. As I said, I like it because they have great prepared meals. And I like that, fish and veggies and things that are well prepared. I think that's good. All right, next up on the food news list is a focus on beer that helps you get rid of your beer belly. Okay, let's figure this one out. This is from a Japanese beer maker, Kirin, K-I-R-I-N. They say they have accomplished the big thing in beer, a beer which reduces your belly fat, your beer belly. It's called Kirin Karada Free. It sounds kind of too good to be true. The beer doesn't have any alcohol in it, which is really why you have calories and get fat, right? It contains bitter acid derived from fermented beer hops. In spite of the name, it doesn't actually impart any bitterness, but it does...
Terrible.
It does sound awful.
Because I never even understand, because they make alcohol-free beer, like O'Doul's is probably the biggest brand, and I never understand why people drink it. Because, look, I like the taste of some beers, but also I like the benefits of it having alcohol in it, and if I'm not getting that benefit, then I would rather just drink something else. I don't know why you would drink beer without any... in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And you can just like work out. That's how you should get rid of your beer belly.
Do the sit-ups. Pizza Hut testing a plant-based incognito. Good God. They're coming up with these names. What's the one at the Whopper, the Burger King? It's an un something
the
or other.
The Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger, yeah. Okay. This one is Incognito.
I think that one's kind of funny. I like
Incognito?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. They have a new garden specialty pizza at Pizza Hut, and they need to do something because Pizza Hut's, in my book, is just old, dirty, nothing special. So they have this new Morningstar Farm Incognito Italian sausage on their new specialty pizza. And they put it in a round pizza box instead of a square box in it. They have, they're trying to make boxes that are more easily compostable than combustible, which is nice, but what does it taste like? That's what I want to know, right? They've got a lot of packaging gizmos, but what does it taste like?
I mean, I imagine it tastes fine if you've ever had fake meat. I mean, Morningstar is a pretty it's one of the biggest brands.
Big name.
So
yep.
It's not like they're making it in Pizza Hut. They're just using
this
Morningstar meat.
Bleeds like real meat. It's the non-GMO. It's soy, which right away makes it suspect in my mind. I just don't think.
I never understand that, the appeal of fake meat that bleeds. Yeah. Like, I eat meat, and I don't especially love eating meat that's bleeding. So I don't understand why someone who's
gross.
Vegetarian, who specifically gross. Doesn't eat meat, would want something that looks
not
like
me.
It's bleeding. It's very weird to me.
Not interested. So have you had any of that Beyond Fried Chicken stuff that they have at KFC? It's not fried. It's not chicken. It's not even... But supposedly,
what do you mean beyond?
It's supposed to be.
Is it beyond?
It's another one of these things like the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah, Beyond
and
Meat
the
is a brand.
Incognito.
But I didn't realize that they made chicken. No, I don't normally go to KFC. I haven't had any of these from any of the restaurants. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, people seem to like it though, at least from the Burger King.
Kellogg's has agreed to stop calling its sugary cereals healthy. Duh. They stopped the marketing of sugary cereals. This is a lawsuit that started last spring. A group of people in New York and California asked if Kellogg's breakfast cereals should be called wholesome, healthy, nutritious when they're loaded with sugar. The answer is no, 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 no. So last week, the Kellogg company settled with all the plaintiffs before it went to trial, agreeing to remove terms that purport the health benefits of its sugary cereals. Also, a total payout of $20 million to people who were affected by the false advertising. Who's going to determine that? Raisin Bran, Frosted Mini Wheats, the Smart Start cereals, all of those. There's 24 different kinds of cereal that they have that are loaded with sugar and are unhealthy. But I say loaded with sugar. They say they have, it contains unhealthy amounts of sugar. What does that mean? 6 teaspoons of sugar in each box. That's a lot of sugar, isn't it? That seems like a lot of sugar to me.
It's actually less than I would have expected. A teaspoon's
really?
Not very big. I mean, there's like, you get a full cup of sugar in a cake, so 6 teaspoons is nothing.
What's that old song from Mary Poppins? A tea, what is it? A spoonful of sugar?
Yes, just a spoonful
helps
of sugar.
Medicine.
See, Mary Poppins says it's good, so.
Mary Poppins, God love her. Here's something that's good for you. 44 at the hour on the DJV program. Speaking of sugar, the way to get rid of problems that you may have because you are like me, you like sugar. I don't like sugar, but I like cake. I like cookies. I like brownies. I like those, what do they call them? Those snickerdoodle things that are, they're not brownies, but they're brown. They're not black, like blackie.
They should call them brownies. Snickerdoodles
are cookies. But,
I don't know. Do you mean blondies? Those are the
blondies.
Yeah.
That's it.
Those
are
like chocolate chip cookies, but in blondies. Brownie shape.
Right. Okay. So here's a product that is the only one that I know of that will keep your blood sugar under control the natural way. Your doctor will be stunned. And you'll lose weight. There's a lot of stuff that happens. You get brain fog if you have sugar cravings and it gets a hold of you. Medically speaking, if you're a diabetic, pre-diabetic, you got diabetes type 2, or if you just really know that you have a real addiction to sugar, let's see if we can help you out. You're not going to be alone on your journey, by the way. as hard as it is for people who have diabetes, this is something that's very easy for you to get and to use, and it will have an impact on you. It's a product called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is an effective supplement that helps those people who have sugar cravings, diabetes, that sort of thing. Your blood sugar level will be lowered. It's the all-natural approach. 10, count them, 10 powerful glucose-balancing ingredients. So go to Curalin.net. Do yourself a favor. Curalin.net. See the details about the stories about what people are experiencing. It's a strong story. And I think it'll make you happy, frankly, get you find something, take every day to deal with blood sugar levels. Maintain healthy ones. Go to Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. Support blood sugar levels that are healthy. And for a limited time, those of you listening to this program, the DJB Show, you get $20 off your first order. So join all of the thousands of people who find every day this is a blessing. It is. It's a godsend. Natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter the promo code DJV to reclaim your life and save $20 on the first bottle. Get on the product. You'll understand. You'll feel the difference. It acts sort of as a diuretic, too. It gets rid of the extra water in your system. That's a big help. So Curalin.net, code DJV for the first bottle, $20 off. Get sugar under control with Curalin at Curalin.net.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You'll appreciate this, Chucker. I was reading a magazine, and in the magazine were pictures of... This was a Halloween kind of a magazine, or an article about scary stuff at Halloween. And it featured... It was sort of debunking all of the movie, the horrible creatures and things that have happened in movies, and showing behind the scenes. There's a picture of Steven Spielberg sitting... in the water at Universal, in the mouth of the Jaws character.
I saw that picture.
Did you see the picture? Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about... let me just preface that. That's the theme of Jaws. It's Richard Dreyfuss' birthday today, 72 years old. A lot of people have, come Halloween, have Jaws on the list of best horror movies ever made. I never looked at Jaws as a horror film. To me, it's just an adventure drama. It's one of the best movies ever made, but I just never looked at it.
Did you ever do a body count of how many people Jaws ate in the movie? How many people did he actually eat?
I don't think it was that many.
Didn't he eat Robert Shaw?
I think
he ate Robert Shaw.
He did at the end. If you like movie death scenes, there's very few better than that scene at the end. What a cast. Roy Scheider,
yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss, Robert Shaw, one of the great casts of all time. It's interesting about Richard Dreyfuss. If you look at the body of his career, early on had great success, awesome in Jaws, and then followed that up with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. A movie they originally gave the title role to Steve McQueen. They asked to do it, and he ultimately said no because he didn't want to cry on film. So Richard Dreyfuss circled back, got that movie. He did The Goodbye Girl, Mr. Holland's Opus, What About Bob? Terrific talent. I think Richard Dreyfuss
still acting, still around.
Still acting. It's interesting. He popped up in the remake of Poseidon, and then he did a cameo in a B movie called Piranha, aped his role as Hooper. But he did the Bernie Madoff TV movie. I thought he was actually pretty good as a ABC TV miniseries two-parter that I liked his work in. But I'm a fan of Richard Dreyfuss, 72
right.
years old.
Okay. Today. Happy birthday to him. I thought it was interesting that Robert Evans, who produced movies like The Godfather and Chinatown, has passed away. I was telling you the story. He was also the producer of Harold and Maude. I did lots
and
of
also Love Story and Rosemary's Baby. You know, he was attached to a lot of iconic projects. But as I told you also off air, when I heard his death, it almost felt like that's just he was represented a lot of old school Hollywood, specifically in the late 1970s, early 80s.
Yeah, he ran Paramount Pictures for a while, and he was the one responsible for the way they changed what they were producing. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. He produced that one. He was married a lot. And let's see, his wives were Ally McGraw, Catherine Oxenberg, Phyllis George among them. And as I was saying to you off air, I went to a party. I was invited to a party one night at his house. It was very interesting. The people who were there, you know, just sort of rubbing elbows. But the story that I was told by friend of mine who was there was that Evans, even though he had great, as a lot of people do, highs and lows in his career, had gotten into a jam financially at that time, and he had the party to celebrate Jack Nicholson buying out his mortgage so he could stay in his house. I thought that was
good deed by Nicholson.
Right.
Good thing.
Exactly.
Why not?
Well, Nicholson thought he was responsible for when they put him into Chinatown. That was what got his career going. You think
he probably
Chinatown?
Was. Probably
yeah.
was.
Yeah. Yep. I went to see Current War last night, the story of George Westinghouse and Thomas Edison. Edison is not a likable character the way he's played by, what's his face?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Michael Sheen plays Westinghouse. Think about those two names, Westinghouse and Edison, and how they vied to get electricity around the country and the various things they made. It's really quite a good story, and supposedly pretty close to true. So,
was it compelling?
Yeah, I found myself interested in the story and wanted. It was a little long, and you don't hear me much, complain about the length of movies, but it was a little bit long. But it was a good story, well told. All right.
Now, speaking of long, Martin Scorsese's gangster epic, The Irishman, which is 3.5 hours long, getting 99% positive reviews on RottenTomatoes.com. Interesting how this will unfold. It will open in theaters November 1st, very limited, and then be on Netflix the same month. So it's a big story in the business this year, no doubt.
It is, yep. Seems to be, yep. Chuck Curry is the big story when it comes.
Hi, this is George Dory. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.